This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. For many of us, the sound of ringing bells in front of stores reminds us not only of the approaching holiday season, but that this is meant to be a time of giving. Even in a pandemic, the bells are ringing, but the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign is facing new challenges this year. The organization says it's bracing for a 50% drop in kettle donations. Meanwhile, the pandemic has left millions of Americans struggling, and charities continue trying to help those in their communities who are most in need. Joining us to talk more about this is Randall Summit. He's the executive director of the Champaign County Salvation Army. Randall, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the invite.
Also with us is Rob Dahlhouse III, executive director of See You at Home, which offers services and resources to people experiencing homelessness. They call them friends without an address. Rob, welcome to the 21st.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Listeners, we want to know, are you making a point of giving to charity in this difficult year? 800-222-9455 is the number to call. If you have a question for our guests or just want to share where you've decided your money can do the most good, join the conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Randall, I want to begin with you. Can you talk about the history of the Red Kettle campaign and how important that is to the Salvation Army's fundraising in general and holiday fundraising in particular?
Well, thank you so much. That's an excellent question. Again, the Red Kettle started well over 100 years ago, way out on the West Coast, where someone just decided that they had to do something to get people's attention. So they basically grabbed a kettle, an old-fashioned black kettle, and had it at the docks in San Francisco and would catch people as they came off the ship. And the phrase used to be, keep the pot boiling, because it was talking about our soup kitchens and those type of things. And then over the years, it's just grown and grown and grown. Here in Champaign, the Red Kettle campaign has been going on for about 120 years now. And it is one of the, if not the major fundraisers that we have during the calendar year. So it is very, very important to us. And the funds from that go directly here into services in Champaign County. So it's very, very important.
How does the number of people you have volunteer, because I imagine it's volunteers out there who are ringing the bells in front of many stores and shopping centers. Is it the same number of volunteers this season, or has that been a challenge finding people to do that?
Volunteers are always a challenge to get. And again, in front of the stores, it is a combination. Kettles is also kind of a job training program for several people who are not able to find employment in other ways. So several of our workers are getting paid to be there because, again, if they did not, they'd have nothing else this year. And so, again, we're paying them just like right at minimum wage, just a little over that. And they come and they help us with that. But volunteers this year, of course, because of the pandemic, have been very concerned. And so we've put a whole bunch of different things in place, hand sanitizer, social distancing from the kettle, making sure everyone has masks, making sure everybody has gloves, making sure the kettles are sanitized before and after every shift, and just a whole bunch of things because we want to make people feel comfortable with being able to make their donation that will still help people. So it has been a challenge, and several people have been concerned. We've lost a lot of the seniors that would have normally volunteered because they're just too risky for them. So our volunteer numbers are down. Last time I checked, which would have been later this morning, we still have about 4,000 hours of volunteer opportunities available between now and Christmas Eve. So we're still lots of time and lots of help that is needed.
You know, it's remarkable to think about, you know, nickels, dimes, quarters adding up. How much money does that typically bring in just from the kettles?
For the last few years, we've averaged right around from just the Red Kettle section of the campaign, whether it's the large kettles where you'll see those bell ringers, or if you go into like a gas station or one of those type places, you'll see a small one, a mini kettle on the countertop. Between all those different Red Kettles, we usually generate about $170,000 to $180,000 here in Champaign County. This year, because of COVID, I did reduce our budget some, which apparently was a wise thing for me to do. I reduced our goal this year to 158. Currently, as of Saturday, which is the latest numbers we have back from the bank, we're running about $8,000 behind last year. So we'll see what we actually end up with at Christmas. Champaign's never let us down, so I'm not real worried about it, but there is concern.
Yeah. Rob, I want to bring you into the conversation now. CU at Home will be hosting its annual One Winter Night in a couple of months, I believe. This is where participants commit to spending a night 12 hours outside in a cardboard refrigerator box. Can you tell us about this event?
Sure. It's the 10th anniversary, actually, of our event. One Winter Night serves as a massive community awareness event, but also as the major fundraiser for CU at Home. Our funding is community funding here in around the Champaign-Urbana area, private donations and those types of things. And so this event historically has brought in anywhere between 50% and 66% of our annual budget. And like you said, our participants commit to spending 12 hours outside in a cardboard box to get just a little snapshot of what our friends on the street have to deal with on a nightly basis. We select the first Friday in February. That's very intentional for us because, you know, we want folks to experience that cold, that lonely feeling that you get, you know, at 2 or 3 in the morning, even when you're surrounded by a lot of people. So, you know, we understand it's not exactly what our friends deal with, but it is it's a pretty close simulation, of what they have to endure. So, we encourage folks to participate with us. We have had to change the event just a little bit for our 10th anniversary.
I was going to ask about that, if there are any sort of pandemic changes coming to the event and if you're expecting maybe fewer people or donations this year because of that.
Sure. So we have had to change it up a little bit. We are still planning to have the boxes in downtown Champaign, whether that is on the streets or sidewalks or whether that's in parking lots in downtown area on private properties. We are taking setting up for that. We are trying to space things out quite a bit more, putting distance between folks, providing everybody a mask, as Randall said, you know, just trying to have hand sanitizer and all those types of things available, and making sure that our key leaders are aware of what to be on the lookout for, and showing folks, you know, where to be and what they need to be doing. And so that we've had to spend a little time figuring that out. Our fundraising goal this year is actually higher than it was last year because earlier this year we expanded our men's and women's emergency shelter services from just winter to full year round operation. So that increased our annual budget by about $300,000, you know, just like that. And so we did increase our fundraising goal as we try to sustain that resource, as well as all the other resources we provide, including transitional housing, 24-hour street outreach, a daytime drop-in center, work program, and others.
Sure. So, yeah. And let me come back to that in a moment. I want to remind our listeners, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Rob Dahlhaus, who's executive director of CU at Home, which is a group that offers services and resources to people experiencing homelessness. We're also speaking with Randall Summit, Executive Director of the Champaign County Salvation Army. Listeners, you're invited to join our conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. I want to go now to the phones. We have a call from Margaret in Rockford. Thanks for calling in.
Hello.
What's your question?
Recently, it was a very rainy day, cold, rainy day, and there was a gentleman outside of a building collecting with a kettle. And I was so disappointed to see him subjected to standing outside when there was a perfectly long entryway that he could have stood in the dry. And I asked him, I said, why aren't you standing inside? And he said, we're not allowed to. That really bothered me. Somebody's out there doing the best they can in order to help the Salvation Army do their collections. I said, well, is this the company that's not allowing you to go inside? He said, no, I don't think so. I don't think it's the company at all. And so that really bothered me, that these people are doing what they can do to help, and yet nobody seems to care that they're out there getting soaking wet.
All right, Margaret, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Were you able to drop a couple of coins in, or is that something you like to do every year?
Well, I do more than that, but coins are okay. That's fine. But usually it's a little more than that. But I also give to multiple different charities, but fortunately, they're not standing outside in the cold. I just mail it to them.
Okay.
But when you have someone that's volunteering to stand for several hours outside in the wet and the cold, it bothers me that nobody's caring about them.
All right, Margaret, thank you so much for the call. Randall Summit, I know Margaret was calling from Rockford. You're the Champaign County Salvation Army, so I won't ask you to answer for that particular circumstance, but maybe you can just talk again a little bit about some of the rules and policies you have in place for the bell ringers.
Absolutely right. And Margaret, thank you so much for calling in. We do appreciate that. And please know that we do care. There are national policies that we are subject to based on each of the storefronts that we stand in. We advise here in Champaign anyway, and I'm sure they do in Rockford as well, for our workers to get as close to the building and under any kind of overhang they can find. None of the companies that we work with allow us to be inside. Matter of fact, several of them have very specific rules against being inside, even in just like the entryway area. Because again, they're afraid that either the noise level from the bell or that the worker will block the flow of traffic to the store. And again, they're wanting to do their best to help us out, and we are very thankful to that. And so we try to accommodate as much as we can, but we also do think of the workers as well when they're out there, because it can be very miserable. Ringing bells, as we tell people, is one of the easiest yet hardest jobs you'll ever do. Because again, it is difficult to stand there in the cold weather and the rain. And then at night, once the money does finally come in, then we have to go through the whole process of drying that money because the bank won't accept it if it's wet. So it's a lot of work. So we would prefer that they were not in the rain. Absolutely. But sometimes there's just no way around that. So we tried to make accommodations for our workers, our volunteers, to take several breaks so they're out of that, to find some kind of overhang if possible. And again, just do the best that they can. But yeah, if they're not standing inside, which is the case in the vast majority of our locations, it is because of a national agreement we have with those corporate offices.
Okay. Rob, I want to ask you, what is the biggest need you're seeing in this pandemic year specifically? Homelessness is unfortunately been a problem for a long time, but what is different about the circumstances this year?
That's a really good question. I don't know if you can pinpoint one specific thing. I mean, I think we're seeing in our community the need for resources for, as it relates to voucher programs, being able to work with apartment complexes and making sure there are affordable options for folks. We deal mostly with what we call the most vulnerable. So folks that are coming through the emergency shelters, those that don't have sustainable income and the abilities to pay a monthly rent or a mortgage, when we encounter them. It's interesting when you look at the numbers that we've seen, from October 31st of 19 through October 31st of 2020, we had over 760 different men and women coming through the emergency shelters, some staying for a couple of days, some staying for months at a time. And so you look at a number like that and you ask yourself, okay, well, what is the next step for that person? What are they going to do after they're with us? And so again, it's a matter of, I think, a lot of different factors. It's working with landlords and apartment complexes and seeing what options are available for folks, seeing if those apartment owners are willing to kind of take a chance on some of our folks, because many of them do have evictions and misdemeanors and those types of things in their backgrounds. I also think it's important to have those type of voucher programs available so that there can be some reduced rent for those folks. I do think there is value in having to pay something because it does add value to what you have. But I think just one of the encouraging things is I've seen just a general awareness in our community and in my experience of people viewing homelessness as a year-round issue. I think a lot of times we just see it as a winter problem, a winter issue, but the pandemic has really put it front and center in a lot of people's minds and shown them ways that they can get more involved to support those in need. And so I would say that's one of the biggest things that I've seen, just the general awareness that's coming around. And that is encouraging. I mean, trying to find a silver lining, but
it's difficult. That's difficult to comply with a state government stay-at-home order when you don't have a home to stay in. It really does highlight that point you were making. Randall, what about you? Biggest need the Salvation Army is seeing this year?
Food. We deal with a lot of food issues where people are trying to find nutrition, trying to find things for their family. Our numbers have never gone down, and we've never closed our doors through all of the pandemic, even stayed home because we were licensed as essentials. So we kept our pantry open. And as people found out we were open, the numbers just grew exponentially. Most days we serve anywhere from 50 to 60 families a day through our pantry just here in Champaign. So food is one of the biggest issues we're dealing with. Luckily, we've had some great partnerships with some of the utility companies that are out there that we administer funds for, American Water, Ameren. They've really stepped up to help people who are finding it difficult to pay those bills during the pandemic, especially those who've lost their jobs. So the biggest issue we're dealing with is food. And of course, right now we're in Christmas, and there's been a very difficult time this year. We have a great partnership with Toys for Tots and Cesar Perez, who covers that area for us, and just being able to find places where people can drop off toys. Because again, so many businesses have closed or are not available, or folks are just afraid to, because of the pandemic, to do that. So we're looking at quite a drop in the number of toys we received so far this year. We're hoping for big things. Tomorrow's our big drive, but we're hoping for that. But those two, toys and food, are the biggest concerns we have, because the numbers are definitely up.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're going to have to leave our conversation there. We're pretty much out of time here. I want to thank my guests. They've been Randall Summitt, who is Executive Director of the Champaign County Salvation Army, as well as Rob Dahlhaus III, who is Executive Director of See You at Home, which works with people experiencing homelessness in the Champaign-Urbana area. We will have links to their organizations on our website, but of course the Salvation Army you can find pretty much wherever you are, and for our statewide listeners in all our communities in Illinois, there are similar organizations to See You at Home if you want to support them in your own area. Randall and Rob, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
More to come after a short break. We will be right back. Stay with us.